The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about relative to your health. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Perhaps you've had a problem. You've done the drill, right? You've applied. You've done everything you can think of, and it's come up to the same old, nothing that really works. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about those things that, you know, are non-drug, non-surgical, but have to do with you and really getting well. We have a very special program today, one that probably is appropriate this time of the year in some kind of indirect way. It's a time when, you know, things that are kind of subtle kind of show their ugly head, and one of these is high blood pressure. And it is a very devastating condition, something that when it's really present is a problem. Unfortunately, sometimes you're diagnosed with pre-hypertension. We're going to talk about that as well. But in studio, somebody who knows the subject intimately, Dr. Scott Lapp. Welcome, Scott.
Well, good afternoon.
It is indeed. It's not sun shining out. But it's not snowing anymore.
I feel the Christmas cheer, especially when I'm looking at you in a green outfit.
Be nice. Yes. Anybody that wants to see the green outfit is going to have to go to Facebook later on and take a look at it. And I'm wearing green because I am Santa's helper today.
That you are.
I am the elf.
You are the ultimate elf.
I am the elf. We are going, Santa and I, aboard fire trucks.
There
this afternoon.
Go. There you go.
Fire trucks. We are going to shelters and we are bringing all kinds of Christmas gifts and goodies to children who otherwise wouldn't have anybody acknowledge them. And we really have a great time doing that. It's part of our foundation, caring for others.
So taking the stress off the holidays for those kids, which is actually leads into what we're doing today. So
Stress is, you know, one of the drivers of the condition, you know,
this
hypertension,
huge.
Right? It's over the top. Scott, seriously, you know, as we get into this topic today, this is one that it's, you know, over the years, it's called the silent killer.
Right. It's Widowmaker.
It's one that kind of sneaks up and all of a sudden you're dead.
Right.
You either, you know, blow an artery and you do, you know, you blow the heart, you have blood vessels that don't like you anymore. It can cause other problems as well, but we're talking about something that is devastating and slowly insinuating, but it's also at the same time misdiagnosed, and a lot of the medications that people are on cause other problems. We're going to get into that. I know you're going to talk about it this Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming up. And by the way, this is the last presentation that the Results Center for Healing is going to do for this year, 2017. It'll be this Wednesday evening, December 13th. Dr. Scott Lapp will be your presenter. He's going to be talking about a natural approach to hypertension, how to get rid of it, get you off the medications. So many meds that you're on right now are causing other problems and making you feel really bad. And you need to know about that. But this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Results Center of Healing, call today, 703-698-7117. Or go online. And there's a little, if you go to RozellCare.com, there's a, you'll scroll down, you see natural approach to high blood pressure. And it's Wednesday, December 13th. And you go register now. And we can register. And please make sure you do because we only have limited seating. Scott, let's get into the topic a little bit. What is really considered, and what is the incidence of hypertension?
Well, you know, you can look at the statistics. First off, we got about $320 billion put towards heart disease, and hypertension is going to be part of that. I think
it's a lot of ka-ching.
It's a lot of ka-ching, and I think if you're taking a look at anything involved with cardiovascular or even high blood pressure, you got to consider all the other aspects because I really think it comes down to an aspect of how are your arteries. The arteries play a big part in that. Your genes play a big part of it. And the other big, huge part of it is environment, the environmental aspects that we expose ourselves. You know, and the thing is you and I were talking in the car on the way up here, and we're talking about, well, you know, there's certain things, certain people have certain genes, but it really comes down to the aspect of what you do with those genes and how you eat, how your lifestyles are that bring forth these things through. We know that we have arterial damage. They've looked at the poor souls that passed away in some of these wars, and they look at them, they see streaking in 18-year-olds. They also see arteries being affected already at that particular time. So I think it plays a part with how we get involved with our environment. And it goes back to the element, it's our big thing in our office. What's happening structurally, what's happening chemically, big chemical aspects with some of these things, and what's happening with the stress, the mental approach to this.
In this condition, those three things are so appropriate because people who are limping around, and I say that figuratively but also actually, they're limping around with pain. They're putting up with. They have body damage, a structure that's trying to deal with. It has its ramifications. Biochemically, when you deal with the chemical side of the triangle, you're talking about diet, things that we shouldn't be touching, and we know we shouldn't be touching, things that we need more of to repair the body. Today's world, electrical fields, electromagnetics. And then the third is that god-awful thing called stress, emotion.
Right, right. And I think one of the things we've seen some things, and I was talking to Tom again on the way back, way here to the radio station. There's a cardiologist by the name of Dean Ornish who was talking about the aspect of, again, with the plaquing in arteries, which again, if I do anything with the cause plaquing, it causes stiffness, it gives resistance, that raises blood pressure, and it leads to all the kinds of cardiovascular type problems, atherosclerosis and so on and so forth. His findings were is like he was looking at the aspect that exercise and nutrition can help you slow the rate, and maybe even stop the rate, but you can actually reverse some of that rate with the anti-stress. So it's a combination on top of that. With on top of the holidays we're talking about with the stresses and depression that happens along the way.
Yeah, between Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and, you know, every holiday that's out there right now, everybody's running. Think about it. It's a crazy time of the year. And we could get into all the nutrient bases, and we're going to touch on some of them, whether it's magnesium or vitamin D, the dietary patterns, the too high salt levels, the stuff that goes in your body that clogs your arteries. Yeah. But the tension, the stress, the emotion, the internalization, those things are absolutely symptomatic. You know, I was, and this is just kind of an aside. We were talking yesterday about a person who was admitted to the emergency room in downtown in Washington, and their symptoms were vomiting, hypertension, cardiac irregularity, and it was due to the fact that they were overusing medical marijuana. Yeah. And which is one of the interesting side effects that nobody talks about, because like anything else, this can be an allergic side effect to many of these things. There's the good, the bad, and this situation, the ugly. But we have to be very careful because no two people are the same. When it comes to blood pressure, and let's get into it a little bit. Let's step in and I know there's so much. I know you're going to cover it this Wednesday evening, but let's talk about the different pieces of, you know, normal blood pressure. And then there's this thing called hypertension, and then there's hypertension, and there's like, oh my God, you're going to die. You know, what is that? Where do we get into those steps, and which ones are really our concern?
Well, I think you're talking like this, like hypertensive. I mean, you've got 120 over 80. We've talking about these numbers here, and you've got something called diastolic and systolic kind of numbers. And what do those mean? Well, systolic means is basically as the heart contracts, it puts out a certain amount of pressure.
Systolic is the upper number.
It's the upper number, and it's usually the bigger number.
Yeah, diastolic like down is the lower number.
It's systolic for it's over diastolic. Diastolic is actually with when the heart relaxes and the blood's coming back in. And 120 over 80 is kind of the number we're looking at. But then you get the things called about when you talk about pre-hypertension, you're also looking at around about 140, getting up those numbers right about 140 in the systolic number. And are you getting over 90 in the diastolic numbers? And they're looking at trying to bring those numbers down because, again, if you get too much force going through, the fact is you might possibly having a stroke elements, blowing some type of clot or something of that nature. An interesting thing they're also starting to look at is as we get into like age of like 60, late 50s, 60s, when we start giving high blood pressure medication, their sense of balance plays a part. One of the things is if we do lower the blood pressure too fast, too quick on somebody and they stand up, they become a fall hazard.
They fall down because it affects the adrenal fight-flight pattern.
Right. But
and it can't adapt.
Can't adapt. and you can't get blood to the brain. So what happens is they're trying to think about how much blood pressure medications are going to have to give now at that particular level because the person is passing out, and then all of a sudden they're a fall hazard and they're hitting their head, and that takes them out, or they break a hip or something of that nature.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different components of hypertension that people aren't aware of. And when I say people, I'm talking about the medical community. And, you know, subsequently that translates into folks like you and me and everybody else that are, right. You know, we're kind of outside that looking in. But here's the deal, and the thing that I've always found very curious. Somebody comes into a doctor's office or off the street, they take their blood pressure and the blood pressure is jacked up and, oh, you're pre-hypertensive. We really need to put you on something to make sure that we don't get any higher to that. You know, that's a one visit, one situation under certain conditions, finding, and it's never about one piece. It should be monitored on average. Now, if you have an average of something like 138, 139, and you're at a younger age group,
Yeah. Now
that tells you something. Older people generally have safely a higher blood pressure, and I say that safely.
Right.
And here's the other piece that they're missing. Patient comes in, and they take a blood pressure sitting. Right? And it might be 122, 126, which is not a big deal, particularly somebody who is older, and particularly if that lower pressure that you were talking about, the diastolic pressure, is within that 70 range.
Right.
If it's there and that's the level, it's like, you know, don't bother me. Go away. I mean, it's like, okay, there's a couple things you can do if you want to drop it down. You know, like go for a walk and, you know, watch your salt. And, you know, that's going to drop down. But here's the other piece. Do you take the blood pressure when the patient is laying down? You know, they're sitting, take it, and laying down. All of a sudden, the blood pressure spikes.
Right.
And you got a 10, 15 point. And now that 135, that 138, now suddenly goes up to 148. You know, what does that mean, Scott?
Well, what happens is we're looking at kidney function. And I think one of the things is when you're laying down, the aspect the body's supposed to be, you think about when your body lays down, your level, the fluid level in the body is going to be at the lowest pressure versus when you stand up and you're trying to get blood to the heart, you're going to actually, or into the brain, it's actually going to raise in different positions. So when you're laying down and it actually goes up, it's usually showing that there's some difficulties, irritations on the kidney.
You know, it's amazing that we don't look at every aspect of what happens with the body in different physiological situations and conditions. Here's one, I brought that up specifically because somebody could have a very normal blood pressure, but in fact that they have high blood pressure.
Right.
They have a problem, and it's not being monitored. That one can be dealt with, but you have to find out why, and what happens is that is the kidneys are not increasing the flow of fluid fast enough in the changing posture pattern,
right.
And that's what the job of the kidney is. It's like
Right. Water
headed for a dam, you know, because of a rainstorm the night before, and the guy in the tower, you know, is supposed to open up the valve at the bottom and increase the flow into the valley, but he forgets about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this pressure's coming up, and oh my God, there's something's going to be breaking, or it's going to be broken, I'm sorry, and we have a problem. So this is the thing. We miss the actualities sometimes, and then people have, they stroke out. Years ago, when I was in Chicago going to school, professional school, the mayor of the city had gone to his physician and had gone through a complete cardiac exam, blood pressures in the traditional position and so forth.
Right.
And guys pronounced him good shape. He dropped dead walking out of the office, had a major heart attack. What happened? You know, so what happened between the time he sat down, got the exam, and walked out? These are the things that we have to look at, physiological neutrals, normals, increases, and we have to do it in the way the person actually lives and how they are.
Yeah, I think you have to sometimes have to, what's different ways of different approaches and different ways to kind of stress the system a little bit better than we're normally? Because sometimes these visits in a quick visit to your MD, how long is he in the room? How long is he taking the time? Like, how long does he take the time to actually take the blood pressure in three different positions?
And you have to find out what is influencing that. Remember, we said the nervous system. We said dietary patterns, and we're talking about stress. And we're going to talk more about those and lay them out in detail as the program goes on today. But this Wednesday evening, the 13th of the month, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing, Dr. Scott Lamp will be your host, your presenter. He's going to be talking about natural approaches, natural cures to hypertension. Be there, call us, go at rosellcare.com, register today. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. We have a whole lot more. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio indeed. It's a little cold outside, but nevertheless, you know, we're going to try to make it interesting and kind of controversial. In studio today, Dr. Scott Lamp, we're talking about hypertension. And this Wednesday evening, the 7th or 13th at 7 o'clock at the Roselle Center for Healing. Dr. Scott Lamp will be your host, your presenter. He's going to be talking about natural cures, natural ways of treating hypertension and getting you off those stupid medications that some of you are taking and wrecking your lives because it's causing other issues as well. If it's possible, he'll have the answers. This is an opportunity. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com and register today and join us. This, I promise you, will be fun. And it's the last presentation at the Roselle Center for 2017. You're going to have to wait into January before we come back with another program. Before we get back into the show, I'd like to go to the phones because we have a very, very patient caller. Maggie, how can I help you?
Thank you, Dr. Roselle. I'd like to know, please, if it's if there is a treatment for, naturally for pseudo-gout.
Yep. I mean, pseudo-gout's not gout, okay? So let me give you the differentiation between the two.
Right.
Gout is a uric acid problem within the body. The liver is responsible for going through a process of what's called purity and metabolism, resulting in the formation of uric acid, and the body can't handle it. If it gets too high, you start developing these crystals. They're like razor blades. They get in, they start cutting up joint spaces, and it's extremely painful. It can go to the spine, and you can have arthritic condition of the spine and other joint spaces as well, but it's a uric acid problem. In pseudo-gout, the difference is, here's the similarity. It hurts like crazy, and it's the same type of pain. It gets hot, it gets inflamed, it's irritated. But instead of uric acid, it has to do with calcium deposits. And it's the calcium that leaks into the system. It accumulates in joint spaces. Sometimes these joint spaces are already injured or predisposed, if you will. And it can be pretty ugly as far as its effect. And it's called calcium pyrophosphate deposition disease. It's the real term of pseudogout. It's CPPD. And it can happen to multiple joints, not just one area. Where gout usually affects the big toe and then the knee. Most of the time, first, this can affect a lot of other joint spaces, and it's a result of calcium. So there's a lot of things you'd have to take into consideration. You have to look at, first, dehydration. If you're not drinking enough water, you're going to be more predisposed to this. If your diet is highly acidic, calcium is going to be pulled out of the bony structure of your body, and it's going to end up in floating around in serum, and it can accumulate because now you're not washing those things out. If you're getting too much calcium that's unopposed to magnesium and vitamin D and things of that nature, it can be a problem. There's a condition called hyperparathyroidism, which the parathyroid glands within the thyroid itself, which controls calcium metabolism, can cause this calcium to come out. For guys, it can be dangerous because it can cause heart disease. Women, over a long period of time, same type of thing. So you have, you know, these things. Can it be reversed? Yeah, you deal with diet. You things like vitamin K2, vitamin D, to begin with, but you got to change the acidity of the body into an alkalinity. If you do that, increase the amount of water that you're drinking, vitamin K2 and D, you begin to see significant resolution of these things. And you have to, you know, again, balance the calcium magnesium levels because sometimes they're out of control. You know, everybody wants to run off and get calcium because they have osteoporosis or osteopenia, but they forget, and unfortunately medical community forgets, that you got to balance it.
Yeah, the calcium metabolism is a huge there's a couple different players that play into part of it, and as Tom was talking about it, it's like there's a certain things that escort that calcium. There's other things that help break it down. There's things about getting it into the system and stuff of that nature. Even when you're talking about with gout, even when circulation, you're talking about circulation, stagnation of circulation, why the big toe again has a problem, because usually the fluid doesn't move as well down there, so it has a chance to precipitate out. But that's usually what happens with gout. So again, the calcium aspects, multiple layers. Tom's talking about also, by the way, K2 is usually produced by bacterial action. So here's that probiotic aspect that's good and back in the system too. Like, everything matters in these things.
Megan, here's the other thing. The problem we're talking about today with hypertension can be directly related to a pseudo-gout pattern, because as you're getting calcium to come into the arterial beds, it causes the arteries of the body to harden, get tough, and there's no flexibility. When there's no flexibility, the heart and the other tissue needs more force to push the blood through, increasing your blood pressure. So they can be all tied together. Does all this make any sense to you?
Well, it's just a lot to take in. You know?
I'm sorry. I need to slow it way down, and I had a minute, and I figured I'd give you as much information as I can.
He's on a roll.
But the thing is, it can be. Let me finish with this. It can be fixed. It can be reversed. You have to take each person into consideration, find out where their metabolic pathways are, and then handle that accordingly. But it's something that you don't have to live with. What I would do is, you know,
customize.
Call Sue at the nutrition department, make an appointment to see her, and I think she could be very, very useful in helping you. And she'd tell you what the steps are, what needs to be done. But pseudo-gout is not something that you have to live with. And by the way, gout isn't either. It's something that you can turn around. We're coming up to a break, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Dr. Scott Lamp, your presenter this Wednesday evening, on how to reverse the damaging effects of high blood pressure. Don't go away.
Breast cancer is a major health risk to all women. It can silently grow uninterrupted for years. The Thermography Centers of Fairfax reminds all women to conduct monthly and annual breast exams. Consider a thermography scan from the Thermography Centers as an adjunct to your routine breast exams. Digital infrared thermal imaging is safe and non-invasive. For more information and to schedule an appointment, call 703-520-7591 or visit thermographycenters.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children or your grandchildren? Well, you know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they are a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the 2008 crash, the Dow went up only 3.5%, while gold doubled in price. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny. And call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get your free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Are you single and all your friends are married? Maybe you're new in town and the only people you know are the people you work with. You find yourself wanting to go out, but you don't because you have no single friends and you're so over the bar scene atmosphere. Then it's time you joined My Social Calendar. My Social Calendar is a nationwide activities club for singles that's been around for over 10 years. Meet people face-to-face while hiking, hot air ballooning, going to concerts, cooking classes, or attending wine tastings. You name it. Plus, there are lots of exotic trips and cruises to go on. Best of all, it's better than a dating service. They plan about 30 events a month for single people to get out of the house and make new friends. Seriously, when is the last time you went out and had a blast and everyone there was single like you? Believe it or not, there are a ton of single people in town. Check out the calendar online at mysocialcalendar.com. Mysocialcalendar.com. What are you waiting for?
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to High Blood Pressure on Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're coming up to that time of the year where we celebrate and we enjoy and we are present for each other. What a wonderful time of the year. We need to be like that every day, 365, 24/7, and what a beautiful world this place would be. You know, cheer needs to be universal and it needs to be constant. In studio today with me, Dr. Scott Lamp. He will be your presenter, your host this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, and he's going to do the last presentation for the center for this year, for 2017. We're talking about hypertension and what you can do about it naturally without drugs, you know, and all those things that make things worse for you. Many of you are on high blood pressure medications and feel worse than you did because it's doing all kinds of wreck and damage to your body.
Yeah, I'm holding my hands here. I've got an article that was kind of interesting. Here's a gentleman from Mark Houston, who's out of Nashville, Tennessee, and medical doctor, specializes in cardiovascular health. And in this part, it says replacement of micronutrient deficiencies. That's things that are deficient in the diet, as well as high dose steroids of selected nutraceuticals, again, supplementations, in combination with optimal diet, exercise, weight management, resulted in control of blood pressure to goals in 62% of hypertensive population over a period of 6 months with complete tapering off and discontinuation of antihypertensive drugs. Now, with that just said, what else if we add some other things structurally? We talked about that, Tom, on the way in also. Some of the structural aspects that happen, some of the other lifestyle changes that you might do. That's strictly in what they were doing there. Could you even raise that number up even more so? You bet you can. Stress management type tools and cognitive behavioral therapies and all kinds of things that we'll be talking about on Wednesday is one of the things that can work on controlling this major disease. And, you know, again, $320 billion in cardiovascular health problems. He's reporting in here that at least we could save $10 billion to $20 to $30 billion, at least on doing something like this without raising outrageous costs.
You know, when you start talking about medications, and I want to segue a little bit off of this, and you know, talk about the problems that people are having and the subsequent, you know, chasing their tail and then getting put on other medications and so forth. You know, when you're talking about things that affect arterial systems, things that affect water retention in the body, things that affect cardiac regulation and so forth, those are the major blood pressure drugs. And they all have significant side effects. You know, one of the things that people need to know, anytime you see the letters HCTZ, that tells you that you're taking a diuretic.
Right.
And when you're taking a diuretic, not only does it drop down the water, but it pulls out a lot of very essential nutrients and minerals, starting with potassium.
Potassium. And I think one of the things is we're supposed to have a decent ratio of potassium to sodium ratio in the body from 5 to 1. And a lot of times it's 1 to 1.
Yeah, and when you pull potassium out, guess what happens? Your heart starts jumping around in your chest.
Right.
It's called AFib.
Right.
And so these guys are causing their own job safety, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm being bad today, but, you know, at the end of the day, you really need to know this stuff and need to have that conversation. There's things that you can do and need to know more about so you can begin to shift this stuff around. And when potassium drops because you're taking these diuretics, and the doctor will say, well, it's not that much, it's just a little bit, it's not going to have that effect. Excuse me, there's things saying about BS. It drops it down, and when potassium levels get low, and I'm not even talking about what's in the blood, but what transports into the tissue, you feel what? Tired, worn out, fatigue, the muscles don't work anymore, you can't get out of the chair. Those are side effects. So what happens? Your heart doesn't work the way it's supposed to either,
right.
And the heart goes in AFib. Next drug, Toprol. And you start adding one on top of the other, and pretty soon nothing ain't working anymore. You know, and then, you know, you get in vasodilators. They're going to open up your arterial beds, things like minoxidil. They have other side effects to them as well. If you want to open up circulatory patterns, take some niacin. You know, and niacin or niacinamide.
The natural form.
That's right. Niacinamide is going to open up the arterioles, the second to the end piece of blood circulation. Then the capillaries are opened by niacin. Low levels several times a day, and you do a whole lot more good and less damage than some of these other medications.
It just amazes me. I think, you know, one of the things when you talk about hypertension, and one of the things is if the body is like, and one of the things I look at in regards to the body makes a demand, I need to get food, I need oxygen to my cells. And sometimes that'll also create the body's reaction, an innate reaction to actually raise blood pressure to get those foods to those systems. And when you deny that to that body, if you just kind of look at it a different way, if you deny it to the body, what happens when you're on a high blood pressure medication? You lower the blood pressure. Most commonly is you get fatigue, you just don't have the energy, but the body needs those things. You need to get those things to those systems, and now you're denying it. Now the water starts to back up in the system, and then all of a sudden you start getting this pitting edema that starts showing up in your legs. Then you got to get a diuretic, like you were talking about before. Yep. Then you get the potassium pill on top of that, and toprenol on top of that. And somewhere along the line, they're going to probably say, well, we got to protect the arteries, and we got some statin drug on top of that, and CoQ10 needs to be on top of that. And then I'm starting to run out of breath.
Really, and then you're really destroying the heart.
Yeah.
You know, then pretty soon everything goes out, from coenzyme Q10 to, yeah. So, you know, and the other thing that amazes me, there's this other drug called a calcium channel blocker, right?
Yeah.
Give me a break. You know, they said don't give it to an elderly person. That's one of the areas that they don't want to go, but they do all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So when they give a calcium channel blocker, what happens? It has an effect on the heart. Regulatory patterns go down the tubes. So if, I mean, just because, you know, an elderly person shouldn't be given it, where does the jeopardy come? Is it the elderly person? Is it at 80? Is it 90? Is it 70? Is it 60? How about 50 years old? Maybe they have a problem too because their arteries are blocked, and then they put a calcium channel blocker in, and guess what happens? They go into a rhythmic pattern and their heart stops.
Yeah. And on top of that, we were talking about before the same thing too, because if the person's too old, if you're giving them a blood pressure medication, then they start raising up the blood pressure rates because they feel like they become fall hazards. I mean, we just talked about before. I mean, it's just like how many things start running back on itself.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Scott Lamp is going to give you more and more of this. Seriously, you know, we're getting on a roll right now, and we're picking at the different drugs because we're doing it for your safety. The whole thing of it is that you got to know. You really have to understand what some of these medications are doing to you. And the righteous effort, if you will, to try to prolong something called heart attack and stroke. But there are other ways of doing it safely without causing the severe side effects. And wouldn't it be nice to really start feeling good again? And to be able to put the power back into your hand to get control of things. 888-630-9625. That's how you talk to us today, right here, right now. And how you attend Dr. Scott Lamp's presentation this Wednesday evening is very simple. Go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Scroll down about halfway through the page. You're going to see the lecture. There's a little bar that says register now. Those of you who don't like to do it on email, guess what, or on the web, just go pick up your phone. Call 703-698-7117 and register and be there with us. You know, I want to talk a little bit about race differences, okay? And the truth of it is that, you know, whether you're Asian, whether you're South American, whether you're an African culture descent and so forth, there are different risk levels that people need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny. I'm going to, a little quick segue story. My father died way too young. He was 68 when he passed away, massive heart attack. But my dad was a heavy smoker. He was, you know, my parents were hairdressers in the days that everybody smoked in the salon. You know, the client smoked, the operator smoked, they had fumes all over the place. So, boom, it happened, right? So, but before that, he was having some problems. So he went to a local doc, a cardiologist who happened to be from Sicily. And he told my dad, he said, Russ, he said, eat the way you used to eat when you were a kid in the old country. Get away from this American stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of it was, is because he knew that the foods weren't the same. And so many of us coming from different cultures, we know that the black population has a much higher incidence risk level of cardiovascular disease and kidney problems due to arterial flow and so forth. So knowing that, you have to make sure that you support your genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
We know that South American culture has a greater incidence to loss of calcium and bone structure. So mm-hmm. knowing that, there's certain disease processes and you want to support that. You know, coming from Mediterranean area, there are certain things that, you know, my culture and African Americans and also people of Jewish origin mm-hmm. have, you know, we have these different blood dyscrasias, and so they have to be taken care of and they have to be supported. But they all have to do with ultimately causing cardiovascular problems and hypertension slowly, insidiously start creeping up. And it's like, what is it, one out of every three people right now are hypertensive?
Yes, yeah. The interesting thing is, as we talk about genes, there is a whole thing on genes and how your genes are selected, but it's also how your genes are related to the environment. It really comes to an environmental aspect and how you express those genes. Part of the disease process here is gene expression, but it really comes down to, all right, well, if I got the deficiencies, fill in the deficiencies. If the deficiencies might be associated with, like, again, African American population, Mediterranean population, so on and so forth, look at what those are. And I think testing some of those things, testing those micronutrients and stuff of that nature is an important aspect to see what's deficient. A lot of the medications you take will create deficiencies. So we want to be able to get those back and let the body heal the way it's supposed to.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to say, hey, these are the check marks. If I did this, I could control my hypertension. If I did this, the chances of my having a stroke or a heart attack or any kind of cardiovascular disease would dramatically decrease. And that's what's going to happen Wednesday night. Dr. Scott's going to go through these things. He's going to talk to you about some of your medications. He's going to tell you what's going on with them. He can tell you if the symptoms that are related, you know, that you're complaining about are really on track. But more importantly, he's going to give you tools to be able to shift and turn this mess around if you choose to. Mm-hmm. And that's the guiding light. You know, I wrote my book some years ago now. It's been about 5 years, and it was called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It truly is. Mm-hmm. The majority, and particularly blood pressure problems, this is one that is in your hands. These are conditions that can be fixed, can be reversed, can be turned around, and you can reclaim and restore your vitality, your health, your life.
You bet.
Dr. Scott, this, you know, I know, you know, you're this fountain of information that just never stops. Let's talk about a little bit of, you know, we've been talking about the biochemical pieces. We've kind of been slamming, right, you know, the things that can happen to people, but, you know, how about people who, let's go to small traumas and injuries.
Okay.
All of a sudden, you know, life changes for many people. Not only pain, but they lose function. And
right,
when we're talking about function, we're talking about physiology.
Right.
Can injury suddenly cause a hypertensive pattern and out of nowhere just show up?
Yeah, and I think one of the things is you look at, there's a couple of articles out there about what happens on the upper part of the cervical spine. That's actually, if you take a look at the bones on the upper part, the atlas and the axis aspect of the spine.
For those of you who don't know what Dr. Scott knows, it's your neck and it's upper two vertebrae.
Upper two vertebrae, the top part of the neck. Thanks, you time.
I'm your interpreter today, Scott.
Thank you, Elf.
Okay.
but what happens is that those things control things like vagus nerves, and what happens is those nerves go down and communicate directly with organ systems. And if we have problems, and on top of that, one of the things I also noticed too is that when I see somebody also on the lower part of their neck or their upper part of the top part of their shoulders, there's a thing called T1, T2. When I see a lot of arthritis there, Tom, I was going to ask you this question directly. When you see arthritis from injuries and stuff like that, but there's usually a lot of correlated cardiovascular problems around there too, because that area is like a roadmap. It's like a roadmap. Those parts of the nerves go to certain areas of the body. And the T1, T2 area, that particular area, goes to like the coronary arteries.
And to the heart.
And so C1, C2 has to do with something called the vagus nerve, which has a tendency to control a lot of the sympathetic autonomic nervous system and some of those things associated with that.
And it goes to the heart.
And, you know, so if I irritate that system, what do I do? Usually if I irritate a nerve, it's usually like, well, I'm not going to be nice and relaxed in where I'm going to. I'm going to get in a hyper state to wherever I'm going to, and it's going to create that thing to get tight or irritated or whatever.
Well, you're talking about dysregulation.
Right.
And people, you know, kind of set aside dysregulatory patterns because they don't cause pain.
Right.
And, you know, we're motivated by impairment, which is generally pain. I hurt, give me something to kill the pain. When the pain's either blunted or gone, I feel better, or at least that's what I'm told I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to feel better. But the dysregulatory pattern, when you're talking about the heart particularly, when you're talking about feedback loops to other systems, the heart has three primary neurological centers. It has the vagus nerve, which is a cranial nerve, and it's the longest nerve in the body.
Right.
And it touches all kinds of stuff, but primarily, you know, the major organ systems. And it can affect, it goes all the way down, hits the bladder, by the way.
Right.
And the nerves that you talked about, T1 and T2, go to the heart and they go to the lungs. It's called the parasympathetic chain.
Right.
And then you got these pacemakers within the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you have, this heart is so important. It's got these three major regulatory patterns embedded in it, sympathetic, from one portion of the spine and parasympathetic from another.
And when you talk about sympathetic and parasympathetic, if you don't know those terms, I'm going to get you back.
Thank you.
Okay. The sympathetic is the fright or flight response. I've got to do something now. It's an emergency situation. I got to do something. Parasympathetic is rest and digest. And if you can't rest, what do you think happens to the heart?
All gone. Yeah, going to stop.
Right.
You know, those of you who go to bed and you're all jacked up at night and while your heart's flipping around when you lay down, it's not the schoolboy syndrome anymore. It's because you've been pushing, and life as you know it is not okay. And it's affecting the major organ system. You have to understand that you have to rest and repair. If your body can't rest and repair because it's in a constant fight-flight situation, you got to do something about it, particularly if it has to do with problems within the nervous system, biochemical pieces, or, God forbid, you don't know how to handle that stress pattern. We're coming up to a break, and we have a little bit more to give you that's super important. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We've been in studio. It's cold outside, but it's always warm in here because we give you a little something to ignite your thought processes with. That's why we do Dr. Tom Rozelle Live every Sunday at 12 noon, except when the Redskins are in town. And then it switches to Saturday at 4 o'clock, but that's coming to an end after the first of the year. So we're enjoying this mobile back and forth. I think that's what you call it, right, Scott?
Yeah, I think so.
12 o'clock here and, 9 o'clock there, Saturday here.
Have to leave work
and then
go here.
I know. We're talking about hypertension. There's nothing more than this bouncing of this show that's going to give me a little, stress level that jacks up my hypertension. And my blood pressure is so low, it's ridiculous. I think it's about 118, 116 over 70, something like that. And that's on a bad day. And that's only because I don't have to deal with you every day.
Oh, I can raise it.
I know you can. Dr. Scott's going to be talking about hypertension and the natural causes of elimination. Getting rid of it, getting off the drugs, making changes in your life that can just make you feel a whole lot better real quick.
Yeah. I want to make a point on what we're going to be really looking at. As Tom's going to talk about, like Tom was talking about before, we're looking at the chemical window. There's a lot to do with chemistry. The structural window, we touched on that. And also a lot of the stress aspects that we can do to kind of relieve some of the tension. We're going to talk about things like heart math. We're going to talk about things like intermittent fasting. So some of those things have actually been so beneficial. And so there's exercises a little bit. We'll talk about that. So we're covering the three points that we always cover in our office. And also how a whole office complex, how our whole office comes together for this. There's clinical nutrition that's needed on this. This is acupuncture can be part of this. The chiropractic aspect would be extremely, the AK part of this is going to be extremely important in this. Stress reduction and doing those kind of things. Nutritional aspect. There's so many things that can work to make this go and make you express your genes the right way. Get these deficiencies back into, decrease the deficiencies, get the things back to where they're supposed to be. There's a lot of things that can be done in multiple ways to hit that and come from that, and I think our office is well prepared to help you with that.
I think more so than anybody else's. I mean, we've looked at it for my professional career, 40 decades now, or 4 decades.
The 40 decades, 40 yes. Decades. It is 40 decades,
It is. If you count all the last lives, I bet, never mind. We won't get in there. No, seriously.
Didn't you date Mona Lisa? Wasn't that one of the jokes I had on you?
You know, Scott, so we have to be very, very careful. As my godson would say, be very, very careful. No,
great, an elf with an attitude.
An elf with an attitude. Those of you who want to see what he's talking about have to go on Facebook because these pictures are going to be published.
Please do.
And the reason I am Santa's helper, we are going to the shelters today and we are going to have a good time. And, they made me burn last year's costume. That it was not pretty. So I got
my eyes have finally recovered.
And I know. And they finally got me. I think this is a whole lot nicer.
Yeah, it is.
I have a hood.
Yep.
I have boots on.
Yep.
And I have this green and red and white something or other. I'm not sure what it is, but it really looks cool. Be nice, Scott.
Yeah.
I could see it coming and, just this Wednesday evening, you're going to do the last program of the year at the Rozelle Center for Healing, and we want everybody to attend. And unless you're very nice, I'm going to show up. And then you talk about blood pressure problems. We're going to be talking about very interesting blood pressure problems. Nevertheless, join Dr. Scott this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And he, yes.
Yeah, he's the elf that's going to give the present that you can't refuse.
Christmas is coming up, and so is Hanukkah. So anyway, and by the way, those of you who do celebrate Hanukkah this week, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Make it a very, very wonderful, wonderful time with your family and for those that you care about and love. It's a wonderful season for all of us, and I wish you the best and the best of a joyous season.
Yep.
We're coming up to that end of the program, and unfortunately, we have to say goodbye until next week. I will be here. I don't know what the Redskins are doing, but I will definitely be in studio. We'll see you this Wednesday night. Listen to Dr. Scott Lamp. Have a great day. Love you all.
All right, take care.